Ooh, put it on here.
Now, I have a bread maker. Oh, my goodness. I love my bread maker.
This is Phone Freaks.
It's going to make me famous now?
Book me.
Ask yeah. the goat fucker. Your Wikipedia says goat fucker.
I don't care.
I don't see that you can have a tapeworm in your
it's hard to know what they are now combining okay. the two. Most influential.
Which one would you rather have?
For them to get paid.
A tapeworm?
That's how I know them, because they're combining goofy shit. That's like saying, travel.
I mean, the thing is, I don't.
You're never going
to
hear that.
I'm not trying
that.
To lose weight, but
you know
what I mean?
You know who they're
going to
say? They're
going to
be like, well, you got
weight.
Little Nas X when he came out for right. the Old Time Road song.
What's the parasite that goes into your pee pee?
Him oh, no. Yeah, that's like from
the
some weird river
that he
water
is.
Shit. No,
he knows
I don't
the part that they're using to play him because he originally did write that as a country song. But all the country
that now
music musicians are like,
me.
Nah, we
I'm
not rocking
taking
with
care
that.
Of enough things.
I'm like, hold on.
Hamburger head
so
has
nobody
fleas.
Wants to denounce
when
these niggas is talking about killing each other all
okay.
day.
So you have
but
to choose
dude,
parasite
on,
in your
country,
pee-pee
regular song,
or tapeworm in your
nobody
intestines.
Dying, nobody
a tapeworm
and you
then
don't even,
like,
you
yeah, people funny too. Yeah,
right, you didn't want to accept him because he was black.
Yeah, people pick and choose what they want to deal with and what they want to execute, I guess.
Valve.
Right. Because there are
and
a lot
have,
of
like,
black country singers, especially younger,
with meat.
And they got the groove of it. Like, really, people was really popping with it.
And then they pulled
it
out.
Said that's what they
yeah, because black people created country, too, though. That's why I said, like, black people really created
everything
here.
I'm pretty sure you could just
here.
Take, like, some sort of, like, antibiotic that would then poison
and
it. And then
we do it way
out.
Better. We do it better because... We
but
have
I think you end up pooping some of them out anyways. Because that's how I found out that my cat had worms. Because there's worms in her poop.
Admirations regarding like
I
art.
I don't want to find substance inside
fluent,
of my body.
Look, like
energy.
Adam Alan Thicke, the dude
maybe
that wrote. What song you'll probably
inside
know?
Inside of your body.
He was working with Pharrell, and then when he first came out, was a white boy singing.
You know, at what
and
point do you think you and I will know one another too well?
They were all kind of peaking at the same time.
I don't
and you know what they named that?
Together.
Justin Timberlake ain't really shit either, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I guess if I'm not
don't
putting
get me
something
wrong, I
into
like
your
his
butt,
music,
then
but the only reason why I like his music
well.
Is because he had black producers and writers writing
right.
that shit for him.
Do we know what each
right.
other's buttholes taste like?
Yeah, I guess that would be the line.
I think you're talking about Justin Bieber.
Allison and Alizé.
Yeah, because if I,
like,
you
remember that song? You remember that song called Rock Your Body?
And then rubbed it on the other person's face. That's like
yeah, you know, that was originally supposed to be. Originally, Pharrell Williams made that shit for Michael Jackson, and Michael Jackson didn't take it.
It's inappropriate, but probably not crossing the line. I think
and you see who he got to do the hook, right?
But
I
if
would
you
not.
If you rubbed a poop finger on
that
me, I'd be very upset.
I don't think I could be friends with you if you rubbed semen on me.
I didn't say semen.
That's not that wasn't
just like ball sweat.
That wasn't Janet Jackson.
No,
they just
sweat.
Added her
not
on to that song when
oh.
it came to the show.
Wow, what a gentleman!
There's a difference between dick sweat and ball sweat.
I'm Janet Jackson.
I don't want to find out.
Result.
And yeah, that was a ritual. That was a ritual with Janet Jackson when he pulled her thing off. That was a ritual too, because even
how?
Though it was a mistake, I think they try to try to body shame her.
Maybe I'm rubbing
shit.
Myself.
No, it's
because
called,
that was
embarrassing. You got
yeah, that shit was planned because that was a ritual though because. Janet Jackson had already went through that
HR.
Of being sexual and all that shit in the industry, you know, with her music.
I think things are getting inappropriate.
Innocent, and then she started coming
HR.
Out like her
he told me as a boner.
That. So I think they try
Rick,
to use that sort of shit against her to embarrass her.
There we go.
Shit.
Rick can be
Hello.
In charge of HR. Is that does that work?
Yeah.
I didn't say I have a boner. I said I feel like I'm getting a boner. There's, I'm looking at my Amazon delivery update. There's apparently one on the way to the house. But there's a large delivery window. Before 10 p.m.
Felch me. Felch me, baby. Felch me.
felt me. Felt me, baby. Felt me, baby. Felt, felt, felt me, baby.
Shut up, nigga. I'll put your dick in the I'm trying to put this big dick deep in somebody's hole, babe.
Shut up, nigger.
You want this dick?
I'm going to kill you, fucker. Get out of here, bitch.
You want this nigger dick? You want this nigger dick?
Oh, you are a nigger. Nobody wants a nigger. But black lives don't matter, bitch. Go ahead.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, this is the dude that like stomped someone's face for real, right? We have one caller, and every now and then, I don't know if he goes off his meds or on his meds. He was talking about he had just gotten out of prison after like 10 years, and he was in there for deforming someone's face by stomping him.
You're a nigger.
Oh, wow.
Cut your throat, bitch.
Let's go private.
Black lives don't matter. Kill them all, bitch.
Let's go private. I'll fuck the shit out of you. Come on, let's go private.
Yo, let's go private. You can talk dirty to me.
I will beat that asshole the fuck
out. Oh, shut up, Florida fruit.
Let's go to room 45.
That doesn't do it for me.
No, nigga.
Bend over. I'm going to beat that asshole up.
He's like, yeah, keep telling me to shut up.
Hello?
I don't do
it's a new term, nigga dick. What kind of dick you on tonight? Nigga dick.
I don't know. If somebody said that that's what they were offering, I'd be like, no, thank you.
I think that sounds, the way you're describing it sounds not friendly.
Yeah.
Your mom
sounds very aggressive. I don't think my chachi can take it.
Shut up, bitch.
Come on, open your mouth, baby. Shut the fuck up.
I got a fucking gun. I'm blowing your face off. Fuck out.
Open your mouth. What did I say? Oh,
I said I'm going to blow your face off with a gun, faggot. What you going to get, nigga? You're a fucking nigger.
I just don't understand why.
Black lives don't matter. Kill them all. Pop, 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 pop.
Open your mouth. Shut the fuck up. Take that dick. Take.
Like, why keep saying the word when it doesn't? The guy's clearly not offended. He's like, all right, cool. Yes, this is what I'm offering.
Take it. Make you my bitch. My bitch. Take it. Take it, bitch. You're a nasty motherfucker.
Oh, he's the nasty one.
Take that big dick. Take that big nigga dick.
I mean, I think the other guy left.
Hey, guys.
You love
ass to mouth.
Oh.
I love the ass to mouth.
Oh. What'd you say?
My dad.
Okay.
What?
He's like, wait, you've ruined it.
Hello. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you, daddy?
Yeah, you sound hot.
So are you.
That was quite the evolution of a phone call.
You're right.
I think he still wants to beat that asshole up.
You want to go private?
Yes. What number?
Really number 85.
Okay, daddy.
Love connection.
Oh.
Instantly.
Hell yeah. It's like, oh, you want to play nice. I hear that. I can do that. Guy wants it rough. I'll give it to you rough. But he's telling me ass to mouth.
It's just okay. Fulfilling fantasies.
He's like, oh, that sounded good.
Who do you want me to be?
This is Essence, and you heard me on the Phone Freaks podcast.
How are your auditions going? Are you looking for work as an actress?
I mean, the goal is always to be an actress, but I haven't been doing any of that, but because I've been like focusing on stand-up, really. Mm-hmm. So that's my new love.
Did you ever consider doing any improv classes at any of the major, like UCB or Groundlings?
I've never done them there, but the theater school that I went to.
You were doing them.
Yeah, we did. We had improv classes.
Because that's usually a pretty good networking route for, you know, getting to good commercial agents and stuff like that.
Yeah, I actually want to break into commercials because I took a commercial class at school and I loved it. I was like, oh, this is cool. 30 seconds of fun craziness, like
yeah. big smile.
Sign me up.
Do you have any wild would you rathers?
Probably. Most of them are all like more female friendly, so I think this would be perfect.
Oh, this light is given. Yeah, your dog definitely has a crush on me.
He's showing you how well he can chew on that toy.
He's like, you want to see me murder something just for you?
He has such a foot fetish.
Oh, he can't
see my toes. If you took your shoes off, he would be licking your feet.
It's a good thing he can't see my toes right now because they look a mess.
He doesn't care.
I don't think he cares if you have your pedicure.
He used to have friends come over and they take their shoes off when they walk in and he would just start licking their feet and legs, only the women. Mm. And he's just like, oh God, what are you doing? You're going to get me in trouble.
Foot fetish.
Ooh, la, la. Okay. I have the weirdest, would you rather.
Lay it on me.
Okay. Would you rather have sex with a goat and nobody would ever know? Or not have sex with a goat, but everybody really thinks that you did. So,
I think
everyone will say oh, that girl's the goat fucker.
I think I'd rather them think it than me actually do it. I'm not the type to care about what people think, honestly. So I'd rather them think I did it than me actually.
The goat's going to be the best sex you've ever had, though.
I don't doubt it. Probably. I don't doubt it. I've had some pretty fucked up sex.
The goat will cuddle afterwards.
At least he'll call back. He'll be happy to see me every time.
I don't know. I'll fuck a goat. I think I've fucked guys that were uglier than goats.
Today's word is
euphemism. I hope you guys can spell euphemism.
Or the fucking gay guys that come in here, they have their own fucking room. I don't understand.
A load euphemism?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a load euphemism?
They have their own fucking room, man.
Euphemism?
True fucking
no,
fact.
Your Amazon delivery with the wide delivery time.
And not only that, so you they saying, can't like, say that they...
Your boner is on the way. The
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's supposed and to be delivered.
And they're specifically pressing straight rooms.
Well, yeah, there's two sides. Gay?
It wasn't gay for two more days, but there was a change in delivery.
Yeah, but it's the first one they should be hitting, not the second one.
Right.
Exactly.
One.
Oh, man.
Does that give you a lady boner?
Right. Yeah.
No. Stay away from two.
Around.
What if there were shoes in the Amazon delivery?
We don't go to...
You can't Amazon deliver designer.
But I'm thinking about it. Maybe that's what needs to be done. All of us.
No, they might like it.
There was a rumor that Amazon was going to start
all of us
doing
ones go to the
designer
side and say, hey,
and like resell. But then I think they realized how many counterfeits were out there.
Fraud, and they would just, you wouldn't know when you're getting the returns.
Yeah, and they were like, never mind. That's a bad idea.
How many pairs of shoes would Daddy Mams have to get CJ Frost to consummate?
Those high-pitched fucking voices.
But still, you know, like, fuck. And I was like, let's start going to the gay sign and fucking one them.
43.
Yeah, maybe we can fucking raise our voice higher and sound like a little bitch boy or something.
I did the math in my head and it seemed fair.
Hot and horny. Then we go, fuck you, you faggot like bastard, I'm straight.
$63,000.
And then yeah, they go, what are you doing in the gay side? And then we
I'm
say,
glad
well,
you also did the math in your head.
You asshole.
It sounds like we're fighting over land.
I think you're setting the bar very high for what that sexual encounter would be. For there to be no hard feelings on this side of the equation.
If that's what they want to do, that's what they do, but don't push it on me.
I'm confused. Why would you have hard feelings? You're the one that's actively making the decision.
No, I'm saying gay guys.
You're setting the bar way too high.
Yeah, yeah.
$60,000.
I'll push it on you hard.
I think it would ruin
our
friendship.
Yeah, but they do. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they do it anyway. Fucking way. That's right.
Or it'd be worth it. I'd have a whole new, shoe wardrobe.
Why are you still here, though? What the fuck?
I don't know if I can still do the show with you.
And then,
with that level of resentment.
No,
I would say thank you.
You'd have to get me so much tail from other people. You'd have to be the best wingman ever.
I'm a
good wingman.
Fuck out of here.
Right.
And then you'd have to lie and just tell everybody what a good sexual partner I was. You'd have to be like, it was so good. And he got me so many gifts.
That's not how you wingman. You can't wingman that way. This is how you wingman. He won't sleep with me. I want him so bad. And then everybody's like, oh my gosh, he must be amazing. That's how you wingman.
Okay.
If you're a woman.
So you're going to get me some of strangers?
Yeah, stranger. You can't sleep with any of my friends. You could sleep with somebody I'm not friends with anymore. So I have a whole list of that.
You got a big catalog of hot girls that you're no longer friends with.
Yeah, so. Oh. But them I can't.
You can't wingman for me.
Uh-uh. No, but, ooh. They would do it. Like, that would be like a spite sex.
No, I was just going to say, you probably could wingman for me by just telling them that you like me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll fuck me out of revenge.
Yeah.
That still works.
Okay.
Spite sex is probably really good sex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ruin him being able to sleep with her.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're just going to lay there and then I'd be like, this was not worth it. Yeah, but now, you know, CJ's never going to sleep with you. Joke's on you. I already did sleep with her in this scenario. Ugh. Do you think that would piss them off if they find out that you scammed them?
With a woman.
Crime rates up there, too.
Let me tell you something. I'm the kind of person who's like...
Yeah, like they thought like they were winning in this situation, turns out.
Meanwhile, you were just using me to spite fuck them.
Yeah.
And most people don't like that. They want to be happy. And they want the other person.
You make them buy me shoes.
I want everybody to be happy.
You know, she told me she really wants me to put it in her butt, but I don't do
that. I'm not that kind of girl. I won.
Really?
You lose.
Don't
I'm happy
lie.
That you lost. Like, no, I want everybody
I'm not
to
into
feel
it.
Good.
Oh, well, I am.
You know?
Can you do it to me? No, not really. Mm-hmm.
So where would be?
I don't see.
Do you think they would be like,
dumb enough to fall for that, right?
I feel like a lot of people
some of them
get happy off of the idea
do you think
of
they'd be
people
like,
being miserable.
Oh,
and
oops.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, oh, it's accidentally in my butt.
Your butt feels so good.
Your butt's unlike any other butt I've ever been in before.
Right, no.
You're in misery.
Right on.
And they'll cut you down. They'll cut you down.
Controversial.
They'll cut you down.
And I'm ready to hear everybody's side. Abortion, gun rights.
That's good.
LGBT, anything. I'm hearing everybody's side. For example, like
somebody's fucking dying.
Oh, yeah.
This is my view. My view of like,
oh, there's real high.
Is like, if you want to be called a woman or you want to be called a she,
every
like,
time
I
cough that long after I smoke,
I don't think
so high.
Ignore him. Ignore him.
Take something for that cough.
Ignore him. I don't know, but ignore him.
He did fucking
girlfriend. Ignore him.
It costs nothing to be respectful to people. It is absolutely free to be respectful to people.
That's good advice.
That is good advice. She said whatever pronouns you want. I don't fucking care. Doesn't bother. Why am I going to let that bother me?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be called a tiger at the zoo. Hello, tiger at the zoo.
Mm-hmm. I had a teacher that I told them, well, they were a student teacher. So let's start there. They weren't really a teacher. But they asked everybody in the classroom, like, oh, do you have any nicknames? I'll call you by your nicknames. And I told him that my nickname was Princess. And I think he went like 2 days calling me that. And then he came around at the end of class one day and he's like, hey, I can't call you that anymore because I just think that it'll make the other kids jealous. And I was like, I don't think so. I think if they wanted to be called that, they could have asked you. And they didn't. So I asked, that's what I want you to call me. Thank you. But to
he stopped.
He stopped calling me Princess, but he does still currently jerk it to my Instagram photos.
Do you think he is thinking Princess as he comes?
Probably.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's really, really foul.
Which part?
The fact that...
I was 13 when we had this conversation. Oh, I might have been 12.
Yeah, you didn't even have boobies yet.
Yeah, no.
No, that's... You can't jerk it.
Well, he's jerking to my current photos.
I understand, but he has the image of you as a child. He wasn't a child.
Yeah, no. He was a student teacher.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. That means he was like 21.
Yeah.
Because you don't get to do that until actually probably 22.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's part of the senior. You have to pass, like, that's part of the curriculum in the last year of undergrad.
Yeah. You need to put in a certain number of hours.
Ew. I mean, you know, if I had been a student teacher, you would have only been 10. So happy that I wasn't a teacher. But Daddy Mams is.
10. Yeah. Not one.
No,
when
you would have been. Wait a minute. Yeah.
When I
was. No, you would have been. Yeah, you would have been 10. I don't know why my math was getting fucked up all of a sudden.
When I was 7. I had a really hot student teacher. He was all buff.
Who would want to go student teach in the middle of upstate Louisville?
I think if you're from the middle of nowhere.
But you have to be near your school, near your college.
Yeah, there's a college near us.
And they turn out teacher. I guess, yeah, everybody has a major. Okay. But then they're just stuck teaching in a middle of nowhere school.
Yeah, but are you? Because, like, those middle-of-nowhere schools, the teachers don't really turn over that fast. And there really aren't that many kids. If anything, the population's going down, so then they need less and less kids.
You're saying it's an easier classroom to handle.
Yeah, there's less kids in it. And then you can, like, go to a city with your degree and then get a job.
I think you figured out the system.
Hey, how you doing, sexy baby? Sexy baby.
You know what's up, Rachel? Yeah, why are you so aggressive, Rachel?
That's not aggressive. Don't get me started.
No, I don't want to get you started. I just said, you know, are there any ladies in the room? That's all I said.
Bite his head off.
Hey, are there any ladies in the room?
Ladies, are any ladies
Scorpio,
in the room?
You say the
same thing exactly. Every day.
I'm in the room with two ladies, and no one will say, yeah, there's ladies here.
I'm just listening, biscuiting.
I don't have to do a goddamn thing, but see, then wait on a big girl. I only got to change my shit.
And one day, one will
So now,
up, right?
To get more ladies on the line, they actually give free membership to
How
the ladies.
How many years have you been waiting?
Makes sense.
You just have to verify that you're a lady.
How?
Sometimes you marry for 20.
I don't want to tell you how because then people will know how to game the system.
Okay.
But they're verified.
Okay.
Spending all that money on a big fat bitch. I ain't spent a dime. I haven't spent
how many years? I never left.
How many years have you been waiting, Scorpio?
I don't know. I'm going to keep waiting, though, Rachel. Rachel, I'm going to resort.
He's just
I'm not
a romantic.
To, you know,
Scorpio's looking for a big woman. She's not in here.
I'm not going to resort to white girls that want to be black. They want nigga dick. They don't really want to, you know. Other than
yeah,
nigga
I'm not
dick.
Big.
You're not interested. Sorry. You're not interested. You're a big girl. I know you're a big
girl.
You haven't seen a picture of her?
Rachel, I can hear it in your voice. I know you're a big girl. I'm looking for three bills, three to four bills.
She's not even your type.
That's what I'm trying to tell him. He likes big girls.
He's going to really chase you now.
No, no, she's a little bit skinny, motherfucker. Got anorexia.
No, I'm not skinny, really, either.
Uh-oh.
Okay, then what are you?
You throw up every time you eat. When you eat, do you throw up?
No.
I'm an anti-fantasy.
My food is delicious.
Whatever it is that you say you want, I am the opposite.
You have a mental problem.
Even when you want the opposite of that.
I have all my legs, my eyes, my arms. I have everything.
She even has two vaginas.
Can I see your, like, bones and ribs and shit when you take your, wear your bathing suit?
No.
That's your lot of bones.
No, you can't see my bones.
She's not see-through.
I'm really white, though.
He's
like,
trying to make
white,
sure.
White is your booty flat like the typical white girl?
I'm very pale.
Do you got the typical white girl booty or what? Uh-oh.
No, we're not talking about booty.
No, we're talking about white girl. We're talking about white girl. Booty come with the white girl. Booty come with the white girl.
No, I opened up the worms. I'm shutting the can. No, no, no.
I feel like that was the nicest I've ever heard her.
I think she just started giggling when he was like, can I see your bones? Like, I don't know. Did you break my arm or my leg? Did it come out through the skin?
Did you cut me? Yes. I don't know. Like, I just don't want, I don't want that to be my claim to fame.
You don't want everybody thinking you fucked a goat.
Like, I don't want that to be like, I get booked on something and it's only because they wanted to meet the goat fucker.
Oh, hell no, I'll take that. Please, whatever. Yeah, I fucked a goat. You can think it all you want.
Right.
It's going to make me famous now?
Book me.
Ask yeah. the goat fucker. Your Wikipedia says goat fucker.
I don't care. I don't care. I did your acid and went down into like the depths of hell and met a one-eyed goat that was telling me Hitler jokes.
Your little one grows up. Googles you. Goat fucker.
My papa's a goat fucker.
He's going to be getting teased his whole life.
That sounds like the worst autobiography. You really want to fuck your kid up? Let them think you're a goat fucker.
Like you die, don't have a will, and everybody's like, I don't know. What do we put on his tombstone? I guess goat fucker.
Right.
The goat gets all the money.
I don't know. We should give it to his lover.
But I didn't fuck the goat. We don't believe you, man.
Yeah. I don't know. The goat told us different. The way he looks at you.
Definitely told us different. He's following you around.
Wait a minute. It's a boy goat. I don't know. I don't think I would feel safe putting my dick anywhere near a goat's mouth. They eat everything.
Nobody said you were mouth-fucking.
Listen to what you just said. They eat everything.
Everything. They eat trash. They eat tin cans. Yeah.
It's like, here, it's dick. Eat this.
Eat this dick.
I mean, I get it when someone says eat that pussy. You're like, okay, yeah, cool. I don't want the concept of like my dick being consumed. Like, eat it. Gobble it up. Okay, whatever. But eat it.
Oh, eat it. Gobble it is right on the line.
Okay, it's right. That's okay. The line.
But yep. Eat. Too far.
Cock gobbler's wait. Okay, but...
munch. That's gone too far.
Oh, you don't like munch.
I don't like munch.
Munch my muff, no.
Right, okay, you know, yeah. It's like expecting a small wiener, and he pulls it out, and he's fucking gigantic, and you're like, oh shit, you know? Pulls it out, and he's fucking gigantic. Fucking gigantic.
Ooh, my shot. Ooh, put it on me.
Now, I have a bread maker. Oh, my goodness. I love my bread maker.
Oh, bread maker. I never had that. Tell me about the bread maker.
How is do he you on put the spectrum?
Put in there?
For real.
You put it all in.
He was moaning because of his bread?
Pretty much. You don't have to do anything. It's real easy. Put like your yeast and everything, like you're getting ready to make it, and put it in like the basket thing. Then when you put it in the machine, it cooks it. It pretty much does it.
How many specialized ovens does a home kitchen need?
Well, you got to put yeast in there? What do you got to put in there? I don't even understand how to put yeast.
Because isn't a bread maker just like an easy bake oven?
Where do you get the yeast?
Like at Kroger's? You just go to Kroger and buy a pack of yeast. I don't know how to make yeast.
Do you not know?
Yeast.
My older sister is a bread maker. I'll tell you all about it. Okay. So she's got a big kitchen. She lives in the south. She's got all the different
grocery stores,
all the different ovens for things. I told you she has the ice cream maker. She's got
what kind of different yeast are there?
Okay, so the bread maker, you put all the ingredients in, and then it has like the little thing.
Oh, it does the paddle. So I've got the mixer that can do all the different things.
That like kneads the bread for you, right? And then you tell it what kind of bread it is, so then it knows how long to mix it for, how long to let it rest, how long to mix it for again, how long to let it rest, let it rise, and like, you know, temperature controls it all. And then as soon as it's all done with that, then it'll like beep, you take the little paddle out, and then it cooks it right in it. So then it's perfectly raised.
Got it. So you make a special loaf.
Everything. Yeah. Yeah, it's your own personal loaf. I mean, they're like the big round, like
bulky bread.
Yeah, the short, you know, like too big to fit in your toaster unless you get a specialty toaster.
How much do the ingredients cost to make one loaf of bread?
Well, it's cooking and everything.
Not that much.
More than $5?
No, less than that,
unless you're like getting fancy with it and you're putting like cranberries or...
Okay. I'm just trying to picture like we talked about the price of the ice cream machine. And it makes like two scoops at a time. So now like you're buying a bread machine and you can go to the store and buy a loaf of bread for $5.
Okay, but it's not as warm. Like, it's warm.
Or it's special.
Yeah, special. As soon as it comes out, it's like, it's so nice and warm. Okay. And then you can also do, like, pizza dough in it.
Okay.
You know, make your homemade pizzas.
I feel like a lot of these gadgets are for when you have a big family. Mm. Because then it's like, I can't do takeout. You want French bread? Sure, we're making it at home for our meal.
I mean, for 15 years, it was just her and her husband. She has all the gadgets. I just think that she's like the ultimate Susie homemaker. Like, she does all the cooking from scratch, makes the pasta.
You want this? I got you.
The bread, the ice cream. Like,
does her husband tell her how lucky he is? All the time?
No.
Awful.
No, he does not appreciate her at all.
Definitely find a man that appreciates you.
Definitely.
Assuming you even, I don't know, do you want to get married, Essence?
I don't know. I'm indecisive. Because, like, I want to get married, but, like, all the married people I know are just, like, why am I married?
Because they get married for the wrong reasons.
Well, that's true.
Like, a lot of people get married, you know, for green cards or or for children.
Yeah, I had I had money. A friend. He got married, and I was like, are you having kids? This was the high school friend that hooked up with the girl after I did. Uh-huh. Like we reconnected on Facebook. He's like, oh yeah, yeah, I'm married. I was like, why'd you get married if you're not gonna have kids? I wanted the gifts. So he got married so that he and his wife could get gifts from their wedding. And I was like, did you make out better than the money that you spent on the wedding for your gifts?
Like what?
I don't know. I was thinking about this. Okay, you probably haven't, but have you seen the episode of Sex and the City where Carrie goes to one of her girlfriend's houses for like their kid's birthday and the dog chews up her
Manolo Blahniks?
Yes. Wait, have you seen this episode?
I saw all the episodes.
Okay. And then she's like, hey, you owe me $800 for that pair of shoes. And she's like, oh my gosh, $800 for a pair of shoes? That's ridiculous. Da, 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 da. And she's like, okay. You got married, had a baby shower, had all these birthdays for your child, and I have paid at least $100 each time. I have not got married. I've had zero kids, zero baby showers. You have not spent any money on me, and I just give you money every time you have some dumb celebration. Replace my shoes.
Yeah.
She got the shoes.
Yeah. No, I mean, but lost the friendship.
I agree.
Worth it.
As long as I still have my $800 shoes back, who cares about the friendship?
Plus, like, single people stop having anything in common with their friends that have kids.
Yeah.
Right.
You're like, I don't know, can I be the cool drunk friend that hangs out and says inappropriate things?
Or just bring the kids along. Still hanging out, but bringing the kids with you.
Yeah.
Cut. I'm a cunt.
You want to fucking come on that cock?
Hell yeah, come all over me. Yeah, I like come all over me, baby. I'll let you do anything to me. I like when guys come all over my face and body. Oh. I had a couple guys, they rip off my clothes and fucking rape me.
Oh, covered you with that cream, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I like it when one guy shits his load in my buddy, butt so that when
you
the
and
next
your buddies can do
turn,
that to me.
It's way more juicy.
Fuck yeah. Come all over my face and titties and body.
Oh yeah, come into your bush. Ears out of your bush.
Do they?
Yeah, hell yeah, I love that.
Guys like this guy that have fantasies of being
all
raped.
You and all your friends do that
think
to me.
If I'm having fantasies
about
it, I like
when guys do that,
it.
Rip
women
off my clothes
be.
And I'll be
so
naked.
They just think that they're fulfilling a fantasy by raping someone?
Are you naked right now?
Oh, I would hope not.
I got shorts
you know
on.
There are actually women that fantasize about it being held down. And,
yeah.
Well, yeah,
I sure,
but isn't
I
that
sure
something that they like tell their significant
me.
Other?
I love to rip
like, hey, I have a fantasy about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they really enjoy the danger of
head.
It. As long as they know they're not
fuck
going
yeah,
to
rub
die.
Our dicks
I mean,
together.
It's weird because I don't think they understand the violence, like the actual violence of it. But conceptually, it's kind of like people fantasize
hot.
About getting into a fight.
Shut up, bitch.
Oh, Michael.
It's like, well,
oh,
you've
Michael.
Clearly
I
never been
Belton.
Punched
I live
in the
Belton,
face
Texas,
because...
man, you want... tell some of
your
friends
your
number, 254-421-6882, okay?
I'm giving it to the police department. Your ass goes to jail right now, bitch. I finally got this Belton, bitch. Child molesting, cocksucking whore.
That took a turn.
So what? I don't give a fuck. I fucked a little boy last night.
Whoa.
I fucked an 11-year-old.
What?
I fucked your mom, and you're my son, so shut the fuck up, bitch.
Oh.
Fuck you.
I did. And you don't like that. Now I'm going to come in your mouth, bitch.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Which one needs to go to jail now? You're my son, and I'm going to nut in your mouth. Shut up.
So are they still playing?
Who's the child molester at this point?
I mean, if they're not a child.
Dad, it's not funny anymore.
Like, if the son is 18. They're not a child. It's just their own child.
I'm just going to hold you down and jack off into your face. No homo.
No incest?
It's a dominance thing. I'm not putting my dick inside of you. I'm just going to spray my cum all over you.
Is there such thing as how guys say, oh, this, this, and this, but no homo? Is there an equivalent that's like, oh, this, 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 but like no incest? I'd totally fuck my mom. No incest.
My mom's hot. What the fuck? Of course I'd have sex with my mom. No incest.
Yeah.
No cesto?
Is that equal?
Can we make that a thing? No cesto. Nonsense. Yo, my mom's hot. I'd totally sleep with her. Nonsense.
Don't you have anything else better to talk about?
What's your favorite term for a vagina?
Do you have a nickname for yours?
I don't. Should I have a nickname?
Yes.
Yeah.
Should I get a nickname?
You need to work on it.
I'm getting a nickname after this. I can't just go around without a nickname now.
Yeah. You really need.
Does it do work or does it get pampered?
Both.
I call mine my Chachi.
Oh, that's
so good. Then I can, like, you know, talk to my guy friends. I'll be like, oh my gosh, my Chachi, da 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 da, you know? So it's not as aggressive as being like, oh, my vagina, you know? So then it's like, it's a little more easy on the ears.
Now the whole world knows what you call your Chach.
They just my say Chachi. Cooter in the South, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I don't like Cooter.
But, yeah.
But like, you know, you can give it your own name.
Snatched. The snatch. I think I like that. That's my name. Snatch.
Come and get that snatch. Snatch that snatch.
She just snatching the dicks.
Yes, exactly.
Snatch.
Snatched. What's her last name? Grip.
What's her middle name? Dad.
Oh, wow.
Do you have a least favorite word?
I think just pussy.
Oh.
Really?
I don't like the word in general.
Like, so many people get offended when you say cunt.
Yeah.
And it's like, why? What's wrong?
I don't like the word. I don't know why.
So pussy is cunt to you. Yeah. You hear pussy and you're just like, oh God, my ears.
Yeah. It's like my virgin ears.
Clutching your pearls.
Oh my God. What did you just say?
Pearl necklace. It just smears when you touch it.
Those pearls.
Oh my gosh.
Did you ever have a guy call his dick something ridiculous?
Never.
Never.
Am I boring?
Do you ever?
I don't know. I don't.
Have you ever had a guy that, like, is like, oh yeah, are you ready for my cock? And you look and it's just like a tiny little wiener. And
oh,
you're like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean.
Or they'd be like, this dick. Like, what dick? That's a wee wee. That's not a dick.
Oh, we don't have wee wee on the scale, but wee wee's offensive. You hear wee wee and you're like, I'm sorry, what, not even wiener?
No, wee wee. Like, no. You didn't even get that far. Like, even stretched on hard, it's not a wiener. It's still
you
a
grab it and you pull on it. You're like, hold on, how long can it possibly go?
Like one of those, what are the Chinese toys you do with the fingers?
The,
like,
finger cuffs.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be really funny to get two dudes with their dicks locked into Chinese finger cuffs and they're trying to pull away.
The person with the smaller dick wins, right?
I don't know because I'm assuming they, like, if you were to hit two guys over the head, they're passed out. You strip them down, you put them into the finger cuffs. They wake up and they just start pulling away.
I like how you just came up with the whole scenario of how it happened.
I don't know. Maybe in another life I was in a frat and they did that to me. And that would be crazy if that's how we have this imagination stuff. It's all the things that happened to us in a past life.
In a past life, really, though.
And all the really boring people that don't have, like, the imagination. Like,
it's their first time. It's their first go around.
This is their first life.
They're like, I don't know, you guys. I was a snail before this. Like, this is all fresh.
Right? I mean, you do see the people that are walking around and they're just, everything's so amazing. Did you like grass? Maybe they're just high.
Definitely. It's the shrooms. So y'all should follow me because I'm crazy funny. Okay, and if you're looking for a laugh, you're definitely gonna get one. All you have to do is follow me on Instagram at EssenceWillis01.
Oh, yeah. What pussy all open it?
Open it?
Pussy's all fucking wet and juicy. It's wet, baby. Oh. Squeeze it, baby. Squeeze that for me.
Would you ladies have a hard time if you were dirty talking with a girl and she's like, oh God, my cock is so big and throbbing?
Look at these fucking three.
It depends on how she delivers it.
Oh.
She has to make it sound sexy.
All right. So you could role play with the girl pretending to be a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like that?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, if she has a strap on.
Well, I mean, you're on the phone.
Okay, but like, I would just picture it as a strap on.
Oh, okay, but yeah, sure. What color is it?
Yeah. give me that purple.
Yeah, I was just gonna say purple.
They're all purple.
Mine is onyx. It's that black color that they did what is it called? The one that's blacker than, like, it's the blackest color. It's illegal. It's so black. They did the whole
like matte.
No, it's used for the like the stealth bomber. So they did an exhibit in New York City at one of the art places, and you walk in, and apparently it's just the absence of light. You can't see anything at all. It's that dark.
That's creepy.
I mean,
hello.
Yes, baby.
Is that Paisley?
Hello.
Yes.
How you doing?
Wait, y'all know this person?
No, I joked around that the apartment that I lived in with the guy that shit in my sink. I joked that I had a ghost that lived there, and my sister and I called her Paisley. Because it made us feel better, like giving it a name, you know? And then Mams decided to give Paisley a voice.
Listen, honey, you gotta stop. Don't summon me back. It's called Vanta Black. Yeah. Illegal Vanta. Black paint. Vanta Black.
What does it look like?
We can't show you. It's the Muhammad of paint. You're not allowed to picture. They call it jihad on you.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, let's hear what else Paisley has to say.
It's the wrong number.
Oh no, this is the number, right? I meant to tell you.
Well, I called you and it wouldn't go through. I called you four times.
It's 267 206.
He's giving his number out.
You said 208.
Right, 206.
Listen.
I'll call you now.
Darling. I was like trying to call you. You gave me the wrong number. Like, why do you have to call? You're a ghost. You can just come and visit.
Right.
You're not constrained by space or time.
That boy did comment. Tell me, that boy did comment.
It's been crazy on here lately, you know what I mean?
Hello. No, I try to stay away. Fucking A, man, I'm going to be 30 and this shit 39.
Oh, come on, baby. You young as fuck, man. What the fuck you doing out here, dog?
Because I'm high as shit. I can't leave the house like this.
I'm by my own. I really don't care what people got to say about me.
Sounds like drugs. Definitely sounds like drugs.
I'm going to be 30 and they shit going to be 30.
Okay, I know that we do have people calling from the nursing home. Do we have people calling from the psych ward?
Hey, that's your birthday.
I hope so.
That'd be funny.
Really? Liven up the place.
I'm going to give you the number to call.
Which one of my personalities would you like to speak with?
Bitch, you ain't getting fucked.
I feel like there was a TV show about that with a husband whose wife was going schizophrenic with multiple personalities, and he would take advantage and have sex with the different personalities.
Of course he would.
I mean, if it keeps him happy in his marriage.
It's like, yo, I'm not leaving, right? Give me the benefits of this.
Yeah. I'm going to have to deal with this crazy. I might as well.
You know that I don't like it in the butt. Well, yes, this personality does not.
Patricia does.
No.
Like, I'm not asking for anything. I'm being offered, and I'm taking you up on all of your offers. Why does my mouth taste like cum?
Last night it was in your mouth.
Well, that's Angie's fault for not using mouthwash.
Like, would you get in trouble if you agreed to a threesome? And then the conservative personality finds out.
Like, you cheated on me?
It's like, no, you were there.
With me?
Is the threesome with, like, two of her personalities?
Oh, no. One of her friends.
Okay, so now she has friends.
Okay.
I mean, better than angry, I guess.
Way better than angry.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of those calls I could take in a row from the same crazy person. But a little bit unhinged is fun.
It's nice.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Phone Freaks Podcast.
Yeah. Oh.